It's time for Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank, your hometown bank with big bank benefits, located in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, here's Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
And now, here's the star of the segment, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Oh, it is so great to be back on. Thank you very much.
I know we just make your week, man.
Is it Thanksgiving yet?
Almost.
We're getting there. We're crawling toward the turkey time.
Yes.
And, of course, that means we're near the end of the season, and that means that we're keeping an eye on college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. And Alabama fans seem to be a little outraged with the rankings right now, Dalton.
Yeah, they are, among others. And then, of course, with rivalry week going hand-in-hand with Thanksgiving, we know that right now Lane Kiffin is only thinking about the Egg Bowl. That's mm-hmm. the only thing that's on his mind, right, Paul?
That's true. That's why his family visited Gainesville and Baton Rouge this week. By the way, nothing against anywhere, but, I mean, those are not exactly the two top cities I want to go look for a honeymoon site at.
I've heard you in the past. This might have been like 20 years ago. You used to just, you would bludgeon Baton Rouge. That was some of your finest work back in the day, Paul.
Well, I used to work with Marcus Spears on the SEC show.
Yeah.
And he once said, hey, man, did you actually call Baton Rouge a toxic waste dump? I said, no, Marcus, you must have gotten that wrong. That's my hometown. I said, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Hey, Marcus, don't check the tape from 2001. Maybe I said something like that.
I mean, have you guys, a lot of people haven't had the honor of flying into Baton Rouge, but when you fly in there, you literally fly over all these oil refineries that dump waste into the river, the Mississippi River.
Mm. That's pretty sad.
Have any of those big dudes tried to get physical with you, Paul, before? I mean, Marcus seems like a very nice guy, but you've upset some big linemen over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why I usually always walk right behind Tebow when I'm on the Saturday show.
He's a good one to stand behind.
Yeah.
Your take on Kiffin, I mean, it's like copy and repeat every single year we go through this, and I'd be lying if I said I was sick of it, but Ole Miss has to be sick of it, and that kind of started coming out this week.
Well, it's one thing for you to look around, but by the way, he's very familiar with LSU in Florida. He's played at those sites many, many times. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that he legitimately put his family on a private plane to go down there and look at schools and homes and where his son Knox, who's a good quarterback, would be able to play. I mean, I at the same time, never denying that he's leaving Ole Miss or never committing to staying at Ole Miss, I think is really the most ridiculous part of it.
And is his ex, and I don't want to get too personal on all this, but his ex-wife is playing a role in all this too. What's going on there? She is, after all, his ex-wife.
But she has the kids. Or okay. They have the kids.
Well, and I know this sounds like we're on TMZ here, but this is true. She is his ex-wife, but now she's back in Oxford with the family, and it's even possible that they're gonna together again.
Work it out. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So that's why she's playing a much bigger. It was easier to deal with her when she was out on the beach in Malibu, but now she's in Mississippi now.
I got it. I read you loud and clear.
Oh, let's talk quickly about some of the games from last week, and then get into really not an appetizing slate this weekend. But we've seen good games on weekends where we don't expect good games.
That's not this weekend.
Maybe not this weekend. Bama's lost to OU, and it happened in Tuscaloosa. Mm. OU's kind of making a habit this year of going on the road and winning big games.
Yeah, I mean, this is when you can back up a win at Neyland with a win at Bryant-Denny, you've had a good year, and you've also saved your job. Mm-hmm. If you go back about 5 weeks when Brent Venables lost to Ole Miss at home, it looked like that was his second loss with the games I just mentioned ahead. He was looking like the unemployment line, and right now he's looking at like the playoffs. So mm-hmm. It's been a remarkable comeback. And you know, I was in Athens last weekend, and somebody, I think it was Roman Harper, said to Georgia fans, you guys have an Alabama problem. This is before the game. I said, Roman, you Alabama folks maybe about to have an Oklahoma problem.
Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, I mean, you got to give Oklahoma credit. They won those two road games. That's not a template you want to necessarily depend on. I mean, they got way outgained by both Tennessee and Alabama. Now, they did force turnovers, and that was, you know, good on them. But when you're asking the other team to kind of hand you the game twice, I mean, that's essentially, not that there wasn't effort put into their game plan, but that's essentially what happened. Both Alabama and Tennessee kind of gave the games away.
No, I mean, at times this year, it looks like Hugh Freeze is calling the plays for Oklahoma. I mean, they cannot gain anything. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that defense is so good that they've been able to overcome absolutely almost everything.
It's been impressive to see them here recently. Georgia has also been really impressive. Every week we go further into the season, they just look more and more buttoned up. And Kirby going for it a couple times really seemed to turn the game on its head, and by the end of it, it looked like Georgia had a really dominant win.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty close to the best team in the league right now, and it's just aggressive, and you know, they were very awkward to begin the season with, but Gunnar Stockton's coming to his own, and the defense has made up for a lot of its early deficiencies. I think they are the most dangerous team right now.
Yeah, they were kind of, I mean, early in the season, they were almost like a dog. Would you please adopt this dog? Mm-hmm. You know, Georgia fans, we were looking at that team like, it might not, you know, I mean, they're a scrappy little bunch, but they might not be the most, and they're not the most talented, but they certainly are beginning to show they're some of these younger players, Paul. I think that's part of it, is these younger players who hadn't seen the field early in the season, or when they did, they didn't play particularly well. They're starting to kind of, their talent is beginning to show.
Yeah, and I just think they've coalesced around Gunnar Stockton, who, you know, Georgia fans were harassing me the other day. Well, how come he's not in the Heisman race? Well, because he's really not that good. I didn't want to say that out loud. but he's played well, and that was just a classic case where also Arch Manning's receivers did him no favors in the first half. I mean, he threw some great passes, and they couldn't catch, and that – by the way, that will ultimately catch up with you.
No kidding.
Sure enough. And then just one more I wanted to talk about last week. Is there any fear in Aggie land? I mean, they're undefeated, of course. So
you fear the police officer in the corner.
You do. Up the tunnel, you got to watch out for him. But what a comeback, and embarrassing for Beamer, but four straight touchdowns in the second half, and A&M pulls it out.
I think when you can do that, you don't really worry about it. Again, people listening can relate to this because we've all been at Auburn or Alabama. I mean, these 11 o'clock kickoffs, just people hate, especially when you're playing a bad team. And I just think they couldn't do anything right. And then they realized at halftime, hey, you are about to lose a game to one of the worst teams in the league. And they did nothing wrong. So I'm going to concentrate on the second half more than the first half.
Yeah, one thing about that game, too, I mean, Paul, let's face it, you tell me, isn't Shane Beamer about the least emotionally equipped SEC coach to deal with something like that?
A big lead?
And it happened? Yeah, I mean, what he had to face the press after that, and Beamer always seems to be this close to being unhinged anyway.
Yeah, and he had a really good thing going for a long time. Every time that he rose in South Carolina, he could leak a story that he might go back and take his father's old job at Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. Well, he can't say that anymore because they hired James Franklin this week. So South Carolina is stuck with him, and quite frankly, they're not all that happy to be stuck with him.
Wow. So looking forward to this week, we do have a top 25 matchup, and we'll see if the Sooners can keep the magic rolling, but they're back at home and Missouri coming to them. Anything interesting you're seeing or expecting out of this game?
Seems like Missouri loses every week, but they're still in the top 25. I don't understand that.
Yeah, they have their schedule got tougher, and they went down. And, of course, the quarterback went down, too. That was a tough loss for them.
I mean, they're good. They're just – I think, you know, all these rumors about Eli Drinkwitz, and he gave the answer to the other day. Well, yeah, we're really happy. Are you kidding? I mean, he's out there during the week, like, checking, like, which job is open next. He will not be at Missouri next year. He'll be at one of the – whatever job Lane Kiffin doesn't take, Drinkwitz will be at.
Wow.
Well, how do you see – what's the – in the end, you've got Drinkwitz, you've got Lane, you know, Franklin's already taken a job.
Well, Summerall's a hot name.
Summerall's a hot name, maybe with Auburn. I mean, is it
– Clark Lee's been mentioned, too, for Auburn.
Clark Lee. So what's how's this all going to break down? Who's going to end up where?
Well, I mean, most people believe Kiffin's either going to LSU or Florida. I'm more in the Florida camp, and there's no specific reason other than, you know, his ex-wife, whatever, her father played there. There's a lot of connections to Florida. And, would you want your boss to be the governor of the state of Louisiana? I think that's the question.
No, I would not.
That's a good point. I've been asked a bunch this week, what do you expect out of the Florida-Tennessee game as a Vols fan? And I've told everyone, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because of Florida. I mean, how could you put a thumb on how they're going to play any week? Last week they showed some fight against Ole Miss after getting stomped by Kentucky.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in Gainesville this weekend?
So I'm glad you mentioned it, because everybody goes, this is a terrible weekend. The reason why it's a terrible weekend is because of that game. That game was supposed to be one of the bigger games of the year. They put it this weekend. As we all know, that game's always in September. And they were trying to beef up the final weekend before rivalry weekend, and it just didn't work. That game is about as uninteresting. But it still has to be played, and I don't think there is an easy answer, because Tennessee has been wayward. I still have to favor Tennessee, but it's hard to trust Florida. You don't know what they're going to do. They show up, then they fade away. They're kind of in every other week. Well, Tennessee isn't great, but they're also pretty consistent.
Yeah, and you know, so I was surprised, Paul, and I guess you're right. That game was set up from the beginning to be the game, because it's the ABC primetime matchup. It's like they haven't backed down from that. They're keeping it as the like the number one broadcast on the network that this weekend.
Your choice is this. Yeah, do you want Arkansas, Texas?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want Vandy, Kentucky? No. And the other game is Missouri and Oklahoma, which is, you know, it's a perfect 11 o'clock kickoff game. I mean, they had no choice. I'm sure when Fowler and Herbstreit got the assignment, they go, how are we stuck going to the Tennessee-Florida game? But they're going.
I think the problem is they're all perfect 11 o'clock kickoffs, including Tennessee-Florida.
Some of those games are more like 9:15 a.m. kickoffs.
Well, Paul, next time we talk week, we'll be gearing up for rivalry games in the Iron Bowl. Of course, the Iron Bowl, very popular with politicians, but you'll be there anyway, I'm sure.
Well, hey, hold on. Why did you say that to me?
I just mean, as we get ready for, you know, everything that's coming, it's a good place to kind of see who all's there and who's in the mix.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, I will be outside handing out pamphlets in case you're worried.
Can't wait. Hey, Paul, thanks for your time today, and have a great weekend.
My pleasure. See you next week.
Paul Feinbaum, Feinbaum Show, 2 to 6.
Stirring the stuff there,
I think I upset him there. Oh, man, he sounded so angry. I don't think so. No. I don't know if you can make Paul Feinbaum truly angry.
Yeah, every now and then one of the callers will, but he just keeps his composure. And as far as that Senate talk, all we know is it's not going away, is it?
No, it's not. And we're not going away either.
No.
Got more to do.
Some of you wish.
Bryant Bank, thank you so much for bringing us Football Fridays with Paul Feinbaum. Heading towards the end of the season here. More Mobile Mornings on the way next. Bringing us in again, and when that happens here, you know it's a Friday. 251-343-0106, that is our number. If you want to get on the text line or phone line, and we'll open it up some more here in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, Evie Owen with the Better Business Bureau. Some tips for us this holiday season as you get shopping for your friends and family as we head towards Christmas, with Black Friday coming up a week from now. And also, I know that, you know, we talk a lot of shopping and what are you going to get for Christmas? What are you going to get the kids? But also this time of the year, big time for giving as well, and National Day of Giving coming up here in early December. And I love this. Tobias and Comer Law spearheading a food and monetary donation drive this year. It's called Holiday Dinners 2025,
And the goal is to stock up the Love All Pantry at Central Presbyterian Church in Midtown Mobile. So now through next month, Tobias and Comer Law will be collecting non-perishable food items at their office. It's been their office for decades down there on Dauphin Street, 1203 Dauphin. And they're also taking monetary donations through a secure website link. And we have that link up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. The monetary donations, a big deal here because Tobias and Comer are challenging others to donate, and they will match donations to the Holiday Dinners Challenge up to $2,500. And the money goes a long way, too, with the Love All Pantry. Every $10 equals 110 pounds of food to local families. So it's a great charity, and you're helping out right here in your community. Tobias and Comer, a local personal injury law firm known for effective and compassionate representation for the injured, and they've been successful in cases involving catastrophic injury and death, representing victims in all manner of personal injuries. You want more information from them, check out TobiasComerLaw.com. And yeah, if you want to donate, you can either drop off food items at their office there on Dauphin Street or donate at the link that we have up on our pages. Dan is out for the rest of the morning, and it's actually, he's going to do something today with this Telecom for Vets event, this last out, Elegy of a Green Beret, a performance, a play that will be going down in Pensacola tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You may have heard our conversation we had with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. It was part of our Veterans Month coverage here at FM Talk 106.5. And what a story he has just all the way through. And his current story is that he's continuing to put out media, whether it's books or this play. And this play actually has had a run on Amazon Prime as well. But last out, Elegy of a Green Beret, if you can, check it out. It's tomorrow night at 7 down there in Pensacola at the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. And we also talked with Ricky Ritchie, who is the founder of Telecom for Vets. We had a conversation with him this week. You can go to telecomforvets.org and purchase tickets there, or you can click through the link at our website, and it'll get you to the same place. Let's check the text line here in a couple minutes we have before the bottom of the hour news. A texter here asks, DeBoer to Penn State. Yeah, and we heard Paul talking about that a little bit yesterday on the Feinbaum show. I'm not sure how much legitimacy is there to that. I mean, who in their right mind would leave Bama after, you know, and we knew that whoever took over after Saban would have impossible shoes to fill, and would very likely, unless they were the second, literal second coming of Saban, wouldn't be able to keep the same good feelings around Tuscaloosa that Saban had going. But it's not like he's been a complete and abject failure. I mean, year two. But I know Bama fans, if you miss the playoffs, you're wondering if you need to make a move. DeBoer to Penn State, I'd love to know how legitimate those rumors are. Jesse mentioning the, and we've had several stories from here in Mobile go viral here recently, but the penis costume at the No Kings protest in Fairhope, the full 13-minute body cam footage released yesterday, and Jesse notes that it's made a huge police cam channel on YouTube. So in that niche world, which certainly plenty of body cam footage to choose from around the United States, they have the Fairhope officer knocking down the lady in the costume at the No Kings protest. Wow. 8:30, Evie Owen, Better Business Bureau, joins us next. If you're worried about, you know, maybe falling into a trap while you're trying to do some holiday shopping or just some tips and tricks for some Black Friday shopping, she's going to tell us what to do coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
Welcome back, 8:35 on Mobile Mornings here on FM Talk 106.5 on a Friday. And right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive, where they have a big weekend in store, and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie, how's it going?
That's right. Hopefully we'll have a big weekend like we had last weekend and trade in a bunch of cars and sell a bunch of cars. And I'm just sitting here looking over this lot, man. We have got more inventory than I've seen in a long time, and we've got a lot of three-quarter ton Duramax four-wheel drive, Sierras, and Silverados. So anybody's looking for a used, nice three-quarter ton,
you've got it.
Pick 'em up truck for the hunting season, we got it. Mm-hmm. Diesels and gas.
Yeah,
so,
You sure do. And, I mean, the selection is vast. So I would think, you know, anyone who has a big Thanksgiving trip for next week and they're on the fence about getting a new vehicle, you got some big old SUVs that can fit a lot of stuff in them, too, and people.
That's right. We've got some Suburbans. We've got Yukon XL that's coming back from the University of Alabama, which will be a demo, which is a 2025. It should be here this afternoon. So anybody looking for one with low miles and a heavy discount, we got one coming in. So, and all that is a kid hauler.
Yeah, a kid hauler. And those are definitely in need. Well, Louie, we appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. And folks can come by the lot at McConnell all weekend long. You'll be there, right?
That's right. Or check us out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Louie Ratta, you'll find him at McConnell Automotive. They're on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. And the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. Well, mentioned Thanksgiving there, and it's just next week. And guest in studio with me, actually a longtime friend of mine, Evie Owen with the Better Business Bureau here in our neck of the woods. Good morning, Evie.
Morning, Dalton. Thanks for having me.
So we've known each other for a while now.
Oh, I don't want to say the number. It's going to make me feel bad.
Yes, but my my freshman year going into Troy, and you were at Troy, and yep. We knew each other then. And funny how things work out. We're both down here now and have been for some time.
Yep.
But you're at the Better Business Bureau, and not that you don't shine all year long, but as we head towards the holidays, I mean, it's the BBB's time to shine because people are shopping and doing all kinds of things to get ready for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a really busy time for businesses, obviously, and we like to see businesses thrive, but it's also a really busy time for scammers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's just so many different versions going around this time of year because there's a lot of money going around.
Yes, so. There is, and we seem to talk about scams every day here on Mobile Mornings, whether it's, you know, a lot of the EBT fraud that we've been talking about that kind of came up here recently, but even just credit card fraud and Bitcoin scams. There's so many different ways they can get you now.
Yeah.
And that includes shopping online, right?
Lots, tons. Just a new version all the time. lots of issues on social media, too. Just constantly new versions popping up on social media. You know, like we both have kids. You are looking for whatever their new toy is this season. So, like, my boy, he's really interested in the Nintendo Switch, too.
Yes.
So, what do? We look it up. We Google it. We see, okay, what's the price this year? And then you pull up social media and you're hit with all these ads for it, you know, all these good deals and Best Buy deals and the, you know, doorbusters on it. Some of those are from reputable retailers, but a lot of them are scam sites. And you don't know. You click on it. It looks good. It has professional photos. They might even have professional logos. But those are scam sites that are just trying to steal your personal information.
Yeah. And, you know, I find myself more and more often, and I think everyone likes to say they hate the targeted ads. And anytime it comes up, you know, it asks you on the iPhone, do you want us to track you so we can give you better ads? And I hit no on all of that. Of course, everybody knows it doesn't matter. You're still going to get whatever you were just talking with someone about. But I actually really, some of those get me, you know, especially for the kids. Like I saw one, I was going through Facebook the other day, and I'm not saying it was scammy, and I hope not, because I might order something from it. But it was like these pajamas that kids put on and they paint or color themselves. So they get to color their own pajamas.
Good.
And I go, that sounds great, but sometimes you click on those links and you go, where am I? How did I turn down this dark alley?
Yes. And really, it's so if you do click on it, if you do see something you want to buy, you should really open up a browser and go directly to the site. So, you know, if you think you're on Target, open up your browser, go to Target's website directly. Don't put your payment information in through the social media link. And also, that way, when you go to it, you can make sure that you're on a HTTPS site before you put in your payment information.
Yeah, and that it stands for like security or something, because forever it was just HTTP.
Yep.
They made these big strides in security. So look for the HTTPS. Also, what about you see something, or maybe you've been shopping it all year, and then you see this price on that item you've been looking at, and you go,
wow, I've never seen it that low. It almost seems like I'm stealing. Is that maybe a tell that?
Always. Always yeah. A red flag. It's an old saying. It's been around forever. I think I use it almost in every scam I'm talking about. But if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that, I mean, that goes for so many scams, that like the Black Friday deals, the top toy scams, but also like around the holidays with jobs, you know, there's all these like temporary jobs. If they're telling you you're going to make $10,000 in 2 days and all you have to do is pay them $100 for equipment, that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
All the way back to the, you know, hey, you didn't know your grandfather, but he passed away and left you millions and millions of dollars. Just email me if it sounds too good to be true.
It really is.
All the way through.
It really is.
And so Black Friday we have next week, of course. That, I'm not shocking anyone with that news, I hope.
I hope.
And it seems it starts earlier and earlier every year. So, heck, maybe today is technically Black Friday these days. But you have a stat here about how many people shopped last year for the Black Friday through Cyber Monday week, 197 million shoppers. And I don't know what the stats will be this year. I know there's a lot of talk about the economy, but some you know, sellers have said they're off to strong start. So we could be looking at 200 million people shopping. That is a lot of people that could fall into one of these traps.
That's right. And a lot of money going around. And scammers see that. They know the opportunity is there. You know, more shoppers, more opportunity for them. So, yes, Black Friday deals are starting early because it's evolved over the years. You know, we're no longer waiting in lines at midnight and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit, but not as much as it used to be.
Fortunately and unfortunately, because if you were one of those that needed to shop, it'd be a lot that night, but if you just liked watching the videos the next day.
Right. Wild entertainment, right? Endless entertainment. But so it has evolved over the years. So sure, Black Friday deals start, like, it feels like October 31st. There's already Black Friday deals popping up. But that's because they're all online. And you really got to watch out for the fine print in those. You know, they might have different warranty information or different returns. So we really recommend reading the fine print and knowing that return information before you purchase. And then, Black Friday through Cyber Monday is crazy busy. It's the busiest shopping time of the year. You've got Small Business Saturday in there too, which we highly recommend participating in. You know, one of the best ways to make sure that you don't shop, get scammed when you're shopping is to shop local and shop small. You know, you have a good relationship with those people and it's good to support them. But you should just really make a plan. You know, go ahead and pack your snacks too. Don't shop hangry. It's not good for anybody. You're more likely to make a mistake.
Yeah. Elbows might come up a little bit when you're shopping locally.
Also,
you gotta watch out for that.
You might wind up on the news the next day. So it's just good to make a plan your snacks, and then make sure you read the fine print before you go.
And I'm so glad you brought up Small Business Saturday, because that's a mantra of ours around here, is to shop local, keep your money around here when you can. And I know that gets more and more difficult by the year, depending on what it is you're looking for. What about, too, you know, let's say you've braved the conditions and you bought that thing that maybe looked a little sketchy, but you did your homework and you made sure, okay, it seems like this is a real deal and this will be at my house. But after you make that purchase, there's some things you probably need to do to make sure, you know, I guess tracking numbers.
Yes.
Or what do you recommend to people who go, okay, I'm going to click purchase. They need to have some information on hand.
Absolutely. Make sure you get your order confirmation. Make sure you get a tracking number. Track it often. And make sure when it comes in, don't just throw it in the hiding spot in the closet. We all do that.
Yes.
Make sure that you open it up and it's actually what you ordered. And make sure it's the size that you ordered. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not like 1/10 of the size, because that happens a lot with these scam sites, is they might ship it to you, but it's, you know, not exactly what you expected it to be. So, you know, make sure it's the right item. Also, if you do feel like you want to go ahead and click buy now, you can also reach out to their customer service line first and just make sure it exists.
Oh,
because a lot of them they might have a phone number on there or an address, but you look up the address and it's a storage unit, you know, or you call the number and it's not in service.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a few things, if you do feel like you've done your research, you do feel like it's legit, that you can double check that one last thing before you purchase.
That's some good tips. Evie Owen, Vice President of the South Alabama Better Business Bureau, and we're talking about Black Friday. Try not to fall into any scams or anything like that. Tell me a little bit about, the Better Business Bureau. Everyone knows about it, I think. And
been around for a long time, over 100 years.
And you tell folks when you're BBB accredited, because that means something.
That's right.
How's that whole process kind of work? Like when let's say there's a new business and they want to be BBB accredited, or just kind of tell me about a day in the life. What do you guys do?
Well, so accreditation, I've learned a lot since I just started a few months ago. It has been such a great learning process. There's so much to accreditation. We do background checks. We make sure that somebody, a business wants to be accredited, that they are who they say they are, that their location is what they say it is. It's not a storage unit.
Yes.
They have to be in business for at least 6 months, so it can't be like they just got their business license yesterday,
right?
And all of a sudden,
they have to prove it they're in it for the long haul.
They
right?
do, right? And that gives them a little bit of legitimacy, also. So there's a lot that go into ratings. Everybody remembers like, oh, an A+ rating with BBB, huge deal. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes into that. There's a formula. I dare say we're getting into algorithms now.
Yeah, we don't have to go all the way to the details. Yeah,
there's technical stuff there. There's a lot of things that go into that. One thing that I think really sets us apart from like Yelp or Google reviews, something like that, is that the reviews on BBB.org, on a business's profile, have to be verified customers.
Okay.
So not just anybody can write a review. They can't just be disgruntled or they don't like their neighbors.
Or bots. Yeah.
All the time. They can't buy reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Our reviews have to be verified. So they have to prove they were a customer, and the business has to acknowledge, yes, that was a customer. So if you're reading a review on BBB.org that it was an actual, issue that happened. And we really encourage our businesses to respond to those and to complaints. They have to respond to complaints. So it's not like on Google where you're just not going to hear back.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to get a response. We do our best to work on resolutions. We handle arbitration sometimes. So we like to see the best outcome for everybody. We want to protect businesses and customers. Our vision is a safe marketplace for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's what's good for businesses and customers.
I love that. And as we talk about these ways to not fall into scams, that's one of the easiest to know you're fine is if it has that Better Business Bureau badge on it.
Exactly. That matters a lot. You can always look somebody up on BBB.org. If they are a business, they'll be there. But also Scam Tracker. The BBB Scam Tracker is great.
Mm-hmm.
So people can report a scam even if they haven't lost money. If they have lost money, it's heartbreaking to look through and see the people who've lost thousands and thousands of dollars.
I imagine.
It happens all the time and it breaks my heart. But you can look through that. If you're wondering about a new site that you see with a crazy name, look it up on Scam Tracker. And also, if you come across one, report it to Scam Tracker.
Yeah, and save someone else the time and money.
That's
great stuff there. Evie Owen with the Better Business Bureau, Vice President of the South Alabama Bureau. And it's just, you reminded me, when you think you order something that's a certain size, some of these drop shippers, those memes have been hilarious and sad at the same time, too.
Gosh.
They think they're getting like a certain size couch and they get it and it's doll sized. Oh, man. So many scams for folks to fall into. And thanks for helping us out a little bit here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Know how to avoid it. We'll have to get you back on. I'll have to get you back on and tell us not just, going into the holiday season, but year round what to watch out for.
Yep.
All right, Evie Owen, Better Business Bureau, and we'll be back. Keep this Mobile Mornings rolling and let you know who's coming up on the Jeff Poor Show as we wrap it up here on this Friday.
Stay on top of big news and the local beat with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, 8:53, coming up on 8:54 as we wrap up Mobile Mornings on this Friday. The Jeff Poor Show coming up next. Todd Stacy, hour number one. He'll talk with, Morgan Murphy, Senate candidate, at 10:30. He will be on with Jeff Poor. And then the usual Friday 11:30 guest, State Senator Chris Elliott, set to join the show. So stay tuned for Jeff, and let's load that text line up for him, too. I want to thank Evie Owen for coming in with the Better Business Bureau, giving us some tips there as folks hop online and shop. And, some of you, you've been going through it for years, but trying to figure out what to get the little ones seems it gets more and more difficult every year. And I wasn't lying when I was telling Evie there. Some of these ads on social media, they'll get you. You look and you go, man, that would be awesome. And I don't think a majority of them are scams. I think probably just a few, but when they get you, they really get you. But having a world of a time figuring out what to get the kiddos these years. And I guess it'll only get harder as they head towards preteen and the teenage years. I'm going to be asking for some help from you listeners for that over these next few years. Also, I want to remind you, if you haven't gotten your picks in for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge for tomorrow's games, I know we were discussing some of those with Feinbaum earlier, but just a couple full weeks of games left, and then I believe the last week that we have in the contest is that Army-Navy game, so that will, if we have a tie, be the deciding factor in that final week. But really, if you're trying to make a move, you only have a couple weeks here, actually this week, next, and the conference championship week to stay in the mix, and you'll want to. It's been frustrating for me here picking the games these last few weeks. I've been terrible. But some of you have been outstanding, and our grand prize from Spring Hill Ace Hardware, and as we talk about Christmas shopping, if you haven't been in there and you're still filling up that Christmas list, you've got to go. Everything from the stocking stuffers to the big toys, they have it at Spring Hill Ace, just a really wide-ranging amount of inventory that they have in there, whether it's just stuff you need for working on the weekend around the house, or the cooler stuff that's more pleasure than work, they have it. But our one winner will get that Rectech Patio Legend 400 wood pellet grill and smoker with a cover and some wood pellets to get you started. The TurtleBox Ranger Bluetooth speaker, it's magnetic. I know a lot of people put it on their golf cart or take it with them on the boat. And then you have the Yeti 32 can soft side cooler. All of that going to one person at the end of the year, and several of you are in the mix. It looks like this one's going to come down to the wire. If you're already out of it like me, though, don't let that stop you from getting over to Spring Hill Ace and purchasing something, whether it's for yourself or for this Christmas. Go to the text line and see what's going on here. Fire Dog says, not sure if those Democrats committed sedition with that video about not following unlawful orders, but they sure were playing footsie with it. I mean, I said it earlier. It's that, you know, I'm not touching you. They're saying what's coming out of their mouth is technically lawful. It's constitutional. But what they're implying in that video is they're more or less telling people to not accept orders, whether it's the military or the CIA they mentioned there. And then Trump, you know, I don't want to say if he fell into the trap or not, or if he's setting some trap, but what he said too, you'd think would be technically true if there's sedition, penalty of death. But, you know, I don't know the last time that someone in America was put to death for sedition, and what they said technically, it doesn't rise to that line, right? I mean, if anything, insubordinates maybe, but that is going to be all over the news for the next several days. And I hate it too, because there's other, you know, massive news stories like this City Journal report out of Minnesota, basically funneling welfare money directly to Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda offshoot. And they have all this money that's supposed to go into housing programs and I think, you know, food programs, and eight people arrested for fraud, six of them Somalian politicians or government workers, funneling money directly to Al-Shabaab. And you know that's going to get a lot less play this weekend than the Trump go-round with those six Democrats. 251-343-0106, wrapping it up here on a Friday. The Jeff Poor Show coming up next, and then Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. We got you covered all day long right here on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be back bright and early for Mobile Mornings, 6 o'clock on Monday.